I'm starting in today, partway through verse 28 of Deuteronomy chapter 1. The Bible says, "Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying the people are greater and taller than we, the cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there. Then I said to you, do not be terrified or be afraid of them. The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you, according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a man carries his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place, yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God." You'll notice in the conquest of Canaan that God didn't remove all the challenges and potential problems that people had to face. I suppose he could have sent a fireball ahead of the Israelites to wipe out all the tribes that lived in Canaan, and they could have moved in without any trouble. But that's not exactly God's preferred method. Instead of doing everything for us, he puts us up against a challenge and says, "Do not be terrified or afraid of them." Of course, in the long run, you know which one is better. People who get everything handed to them never learn to take care of themselves. But even more importantly, they never learn to trust that God is bigger than their problems. If you never had to actually face a challenge in this life, you'd never actually grow. You'd never actually figure out how much you depend on your Heavenly Father. I remember accidentally going off the road in a storm in a remote part of the northern wilderness. My car was stuck in the woods, hopelessly trapped in a snowbank. I tried everything I knew how to do. I opened the door. I put one foot on the outside of the car and rocked the car while I worked the accelerator with my other foot. All that accomplished in my front-wheel drive was to send a spray of mud up the front of me every time I hit the gas. Then I put something heavy, a book, on the accelerator and put the car in gear and went around back to try and push it out. Again, it was absolutely hopeless. And it was at that point I actually gave up. I sat in the snow, realizing that it would be dark soon, and the chances of somebody finding me out there were almost none. "Lord," I said, "I can't do this." And it was precisely at that moment that the car, which was still in gear, suddenly drove up out of the trees and onto the road. I was so amazed, I actually checked the back of the car for handprints, but there weren't any. Prayer had just accomplished what personal effort couldn't. And it's exactly that sort of thing that God delights in. "Do you see the sons of Anakim in there?" he says. "Do not be terrified or afraid of them, because I'm going to fight for you." The only problem was that the children of Israel refused to believe it. And it cost them 40 years in the desert that wouldn't have happened if they'd only had enough faith to face what God was asking them to face. And of course, 40 years later, those who acted in faith on the promise of God found that it was just a better way to live.